be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How they went into the house of God and ate the bread of the offering, which was neither his nor his companions', but only the priests could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are incorrect? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord.
In every organized institution, there are sets of rules and regulations. I remember when I came here the first time, I was looking around and I saw a different set of rules and regulations. Some are written and others are not. But they're all meant to guide us, to direct us to what is true. In this country, there are different laws and regulations. Different companies, they have different sets of regulations and rules. In the church, we do have regulations and rules. But more so, God gave the people of Israel the commandments, again, sets of rules and regulations. But all the rules and regulations cannot be the end in themselves. There is something deeper that the rules and regulations have to take us to. In the gospel today, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was moving with his disciples, and we are told that the disciples, they got hungry, they needed something to eat, and so they started to pluck some of the grain on the Sabbath. And of course, the scribes and the Pharisees, they started to criticize Jesus. "Why are your disciples doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" And so Jesus invites them to look beyond the rules and regulations, that these sets of rules and regulations for the Sabbath are meant to lead people closer to God. They are meant to be laws of love. So on the Sabbath, these rules were meant for people to know who God is in their life, and at the same time to be close to one another as neighbors. And Jesus makes a wonderful statement, and he says, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For the Son of Man is the Lord of even the Sabbath." Jesus has come to restore the law, but at the same time to bring God's love to those who are following him, the disciples. He combines the two, the sets of rules and regulations, but even more so, the love of God. That's who he is. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I believe that this gospel too can speak to each one of us in our own way of life. Starting from our homes, yes, we do have sets of rules and regulations, but are they leading us to closer to God and to love one another in the family? all even here at the church, the rules and regulations that we have, yes, they are good. Are they leading us closer to God, to love one another, and to bring God's compassion to those that we encounter? Most especially, perhaps the visitors that come into this church, all into our community, do they experience that compassionate love of God that we extend to them as we use the sets of rules and regulations that we have? It is a big challenge to all of us. At times it's so easy to judge the other, what they are doing wrong, how they are not following the rules and regulations, and then we lose sight of what matters. What matters is the love of God and the love of one another. Jesus has set an example for all of us, and he says, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice." May we today, as we encounter him in the Eucharist, touch our hearts, that like him, we may have that compassionate heart that leads others to Christ, so that others too may have that profound encounter with the Lord Jesus, with Christ. May our Blessed Mother intercede for us and point us to Jesus, her Son, the one who is saying, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice." He is the Lord of even the Sabbath. Amen.